Hey y'all, it's Samantha coming from Los Angeles, California. Hey, you already know. So my podcast is basically going to be based on Let's Talk About It, success stories, the overall energy, whatever is the topic. I want you to be real raw, straight to the point, no sugarcoating, be you, because whatever you won't say, the next person will. So basically, we speaking for everybody, and it's peace, blessings, and keep it moving. Let's do it, y'all. Check me out at element_styles and at Queenie Bow. And if you have any questions, DM me, and I'll bring the topic to surface. Bye, y'all. Hey, it's Samantha back at it again. Now let's talk about these success stories. I have my girl today with me, G9, aka G Vibes.
Hey!
You already know I had to interview her. It's been long overdue, but she gave me an interview on her platform, so it was only right. You know, I had to invite you on mine.
Of course.
So, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, guys. It's your girl, G9 from G Vibes Podcast. Should I put some slashes on my name? No. Okay, anyway, check out the interview.
That part. We love to hear it. Glad you're back. Okay, so you know I got a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get started. What year did you start your podcast, and were podcasters getting a lot of recognition at that time?
Yes, yeah, so I started in Let's do something real quick.
Okay.
I started on YouTube. I wanted to be a YouTuber at first. Yeah. That was the plan, to be a YouTuber, because I used to love YouTubers, even though I didn't watch that many, but I used to love YouTube.
Yeah.
So I had a show called He Said, She Said with my guy best friend in 2017.
Okay.
And that didn't work out. We lasted like 6 months. Shout out to KK. But it was a year of me being stuck. Like, because the whole plan was to do it by myself. Just do a YouTube by myself talk about stuff and vlog.
Right.
And somebody asked me to do a radio show every like Wednesday or Thursday to come in and talk about men and women issues at Accelerated Radio for Kevin Nash's studios.
Okay.
And they gave me the opportunity from there to talk to speak to Kevin Nash to pitch my own show.
Okay,
I was pitching, girl. I pitched. Hey. I had a paragraph or two. Okay, Kevin. And shout out to 321 Boom, who is the guy that said you should do radio.
Yeah,
you know, so when I was coming on his show, he said you should do radio, and I was like, no, I'm scared of doing radio. He was like, if you was gonna do YouTube, you gonna do radio.
Right.
I'm like, okay. So I got into it from him.
Okay.
And 2019, because it took me a year. So 2019 is when I got started, and it was not even. It was like only podcaster I know that was out there at the time I was out there was Joe Budden. And nobody like Tax Stone and those type of people.
Right.
Nobody was taking podding serious. Yeah, like at that moment. Like it was when I say no celebrities at that time in 2019, it was 2019.
Right.
None. And so I started September 16, 2019 at Accelerated Radio.
Okay. That's bomb.
Yeah.
Yes. And by being there, I know you gained a lot of more experience than to add on to what you was already doing. So that's good.
Yes. I think that was the best experience, more so because it taught me a lot about myself, the direction in the podcast, how to move and stuff. So about time I was a year and a half in, I was ready to do, like, just do it myself instead of paying to be in the studio.
Right, right.
And I was able to do that. And
And it's always good to have that one person, you know, to believe in you, like you said.
Yeah, I think who believed in me the most was my boyfriend. I ain't even going, I'm going to give him a little shout out.
Oh, you still with?
Yeah, I'm still with him. We're around 7 years.
Love.
Well, I ain't even going to say 7 years. 6.5.
Okay.
But we going on seven.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But when we get to seven, ain't it the ring supposed to be on?
Right.
Anyway,
period.
So. Yeah.
Your brain looks long,
but you got to put it out. Dude. Right. You know, I do be sending them the cuts I like, the cooked carrots.
Right.
But anyway, go.
So what app did you use to begin your podcast? I know I use Anchor.
I use Anchor.
Okay.
Okay, so Do you still use Anchor?
Yeah, but now they switched it to like
Spotify podcasters. Yeah, so I use Anchor, and let me tell you something. What my boyfriend did do at that time, he was helping me by videoing it when I started being by.
Okay, teamwork, make the dream work.
Okay, so when I left the radio show, I had to do it by myself. I made I said, I don't want to pay for this anymore in the studio. I'm going to do it by myself because I know what I'm doing now, right? So shout out to Kevin Nash because he gave me the opportunity. I appreciate your Accelerated Radio. They still going on. If you don't know nothing about potting, you should go to Accelerated Radio. Kevin Nash is really good with teaching his people. So I appreciate you. I love you. Shout out to 102.3 The Beat.
Okay, 102.3. We'll never get old.
Yes. So when I initially got out of it, my boyfriend told me, oh, you think I'm finna record you every week? Oh, I'm not recording you every week. You gonna learn. So I had to learn. Sorry to talk with my hands. But I had to learn how to record myself.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Research how to put it on the platform. Right. Research how to put it. What is it? You know, edit.
Yeah.
On iMovie.
That's why.
And then cut videos and cut and faces. And I literally learned everything from scratch. So shout out to him. Because I thought he was being a hater at first.
Right.
But he was just trying to teach me so he won't have to do it every week. Okay. Love you.
Exactly. Yeah, when I first started out, I had to learn all that as well. It's like the edit, setting up your phone a certain way, and the lighting.
And then the lighting got to be
right.
The lighting is the most important. So if you don't know about potting, this lighting in here, this studio,
beautiful,
popping.
Yes,
girls, the sideline is giving.
I probably wouldn't forgot this.
Yeah, like, okay.
We know. I know mine was a little dingy, but we're here now. Look.
You in the building, girl.
Okay, so would you say that it's hard to stay consistent when creating content? We was just talking about that.
Yes. So, okay. Now everybody don't be mad at me. But I'm tired of talking about relationships.
Yes.
It is more to life than relationship talks. And I feel like it's been oversaturated with those conversations. So now with this season, I'm starting back because I was stuck for a minute. I was a little bit in fear, you know, and I was doing a lot of red carpets at this last past year talking and doing stuff towards going. I want to be a talk show host.
Yes.
So I'm working towards that. And the carpets was next. Yes. But to make the story short,
you definitely
staying consistent is the most important thing. But finding your niche as in the conversations that you want to carry on your show is very important too.
Yeah.
People look up to you a lot of times when they check out your podcast. Yeah. They like who you are as a person and they want to follow you. Right. So I think for me, I always want to put out more positive than negative.
Yeah.
So I really don't talk about celebrities on my pod. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
I talk to them sometime in person. I'd rather talk about them if I know them, but I don't know them. So
exactly.
I like to talk about women things now. Yeah. Like, I'm on a season of talking about women things. It's been hard for me to get pregnant, so I'm going to have an episode about that.
Right.
And talk to a person that's struggled with the same thing and how they got through it issues. And stuff like that. So I'm on this less season of let's get into our women issues.
Yeah.
Deep thoughts.
That's what we're missing.
Yeah, we're missing that. Yeah. And I feel like we talk about men and women so much he said, she said, and why are we doing this and why are we doing that. And I feel like every individual is different and everybody's opinion is not going to agree with everybody's opinion. So it's an ongoing argument now. So I want to switch it up.
Right.
And let's talk about something else.
Right.
Let's
and talk just about be more peaceful.
Yeah. Like, you know, more just positive. Let's talk about costumes for Halloween in 2024. Let's not be babies this year.
Right.
Or Jeffrey Dahmer's.
Okay. Please, let's leave that one out. He's been overdue. Like,
Do you dress up Halloween?
Well, I have an 8-year-old, so, you know,
I
do a little, you know, a little accessories or something like that. But other than that, no. But no, when my best friend come around, she definitely wants to dress up and go party. So in that aspect, I'll dress up. But other than that, no.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you also have a 9-to-5 as well. So do you feel like you will maybe pursue your dream full time?
As a 9-to-5 worker, oh, full time as a media.
As your career, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I feel like the ultimate goal is that.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
I have to keep food on my table, so that's why I work the 9-to-5, yeah. And I actually like my job, like it,
right?
So it works
so
for
that's
me,
good.
You know.
Yeah.
And then I built up such a great rapport with my job that I can take off for a few days.
Yeah.
Oh, I got vacation time. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a carpet. Oh, I can give my shift around. You
oh
know?
Yeah, you a good worker.
Yeah,
that's not that good work ethic.
Employee
yes.
of the month.
Okay.
But I haven't got it yet. No. But anyway,
yeah.
It works. But yeah, so I feel like that's what I'm working towards, and something is coming up in 2024 that I got going on, but the G vibes from potting to the networking experience to everything
yes.
I have coming up is going to add up to me
right.
being
that's how I feel like.
Who I'm gonna be
right.
one day, because you know how you have the feeling that you're gonna be
yeah.
the person
yeah.
that you desire
exactly.
in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I have that feeling. I don't know why, but
because
I think God has like put
sweet.
It in me.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I'm supposed
that's
to think like that.
That's how you're supposed
huh?
to feel.
Yeah.
Think,
right, yeah. I'm still scared.
Okay, that's when you're supposed
but,
to do it.
Yeah, I believe in my dream. Yeah,
yes.
yeah, I do.
Yes, okay. So do you feel like there will be a decrease in entrepreneurship or an increase in entrepreneurship in the near future?
I feel like it'll be a decrease.
I thought so. I think like that. Right
yeah.
Now. Like,
you know.
Like,
and,
yeah, they're giving it to us now.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, okay.
I think more so people want fast money.
Yeah.
Me. I want fast money. But once you get into the entrepreneurship game, money is not flowing like that.
Yeah.
And you got to respect the journey. When people used to say respect the journey, when people used to say respect the hustle, I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
But
literally.
A lot of stuff I don't get paid for.
Yeah.
And I look at it as an experience for me to
right.
teach me for whatever is coming.
Yeah.
I feel
exactly.
like God is kind of preparing me for,
mm-hmm.
okay, NBC,
yeah.
BET, 106 Apart coming exactly. back with G9. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I
that
think
part.
That entrepreneurship, let's go back to entrepreneurship. I think that entrepreneurship will decrease because people don't understand that fast money don't work until you work.
Exactly.
And so if you don't have the drive and the love for what you're going to do, you're not going to be able to get to where you're going to go to. Because
yeah.
people always ask, oh, how did you open your business? How you? And I don't have a real business. I have a media
yeah.
business, but I don't have a real business where I have
right.
to be consistent and
yeah.
throw out clothes and
right,
stuff like
right.
that. But
that's
I know
true.
Plenty of them can tell you that
yeah.
it's not easy.
It's not easy, no.
So
I feel
think it's
like
going
to
be a decrease.
That's a hairstylist. Because I'm like, oh, okay. Like, if I don't work, yeah, like you basically, you know.
Yeah.
It's like.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
It's giving. Yeesh.
Right. So you definitely got, it definitely has to be your passion. Because then you just going to hop up and be like, okay, well, I'm going to sacrifice till I get to my ultimate goal, you know.
And then
so,
what goal is that? And
yeah.
then when you get to that goal, you got to have a bigger goal.
Exactly.
Because.
Got to keep. Because
if
right.
I'm thinking,
right.
okay, Janine, you want to be an entrepreneur, or say you want to be Oprah one day.
Right. Hey, now.
I mean, it's not even about the money, just the impact.
Right.
You know what
that
I'm saying?
Part.
Like, how do you say you want to be Oprah? When you get to Oprah, what is that going
right.
to mean?
That
like,
part.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the search and the research and the
yeah.
goals.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so who were your role models when starting your career? I know one of them is Oprah, you mentioned.
Oprah's cool. I love
yeah.
Oprah. You know why? The Oprah for me is the impact
yeah.
she has created. You know what I'm saying? Is that, because I like Issa.
Yeah.
I think Issa
I like
is the best example of a woman.
Yeah.
Being on her
yeah,
on her tip,
exactly.
you know? Private life.
Yeah.
But she, like, really is, every goal
right.
is, like, she thought about it.
Yeah.
She dreamed it.
Yeah.
And then she did it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think that is what that's the real deal, Holyfield. But if I'm going to say in my field, talk show host, everybody don't understand why I love Ricky Lake. But
I
love me
her.
Some.
Yeah.
Girl, 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday, y'all could not tell me. I was getting home. I left Shakespeare early to go watch 106 Apart. Then, but before that, I used to run home and not play with everybody outside so I could watch talk shows.
Yeah.
Like Montel and,
Ooh.
4 o'clock. Jenny Jones, Montel. 2 o'clock.
Right.
Mother Love at 3 o'clock. I'm just saying. But Ricky Lake was one of my talk shows that I loved because she was herself.
Yeah.
She had issues, and the issues were relatable to the people.
Exactly.
I think that everybody has this image of a talk show host should be dressed proper But if you see people like Ricky Lake, she dressed herself.
Exactly.
She was herself at all times, and I don't even know who she is. But one day we gonna know. But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just rather I look at Oprah as the impact, but I love that Ricky Lake was her true self, and I felt.
That part.
Not saying Oprah wasn't.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Right. I love that about her. And then when you looked at people like 106 and Park and those shows and Free and AJ and stuff like that, you looked at those people like, you can be your true self.
Exactly.
And be the bomb.
Exactly.
And that's what I want to be.
Yes.
The bomb.
That part. Okay. So, I know you were speaking of your network experience. So, I know that this year you held your second annual, the network experience. What inspired you to come up with that great idea?
Okay. It's crazy because I didn't know it was going to be a great idea. I just knew it was going to be an idea that was going to try. So, I wanted to expand G-Vibes. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, because I was kind of... Potting is very stressful, you guys. So I was kind of like stressed out about what's next for G-Vibes. And I just had the idea. I can expand it in any way I want to. This is my show.
Yeah, of course.
Like, what you talking about? You can expand, right? So one day I was sitting in the bed and I was watching, you know, social media. Mm. And it was a lot of empowerment. Women empowerment ones. Mm-hmm. Videos of women doing empowerment. What is it, shows or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I think I can bring a twist to the empowerment, conferences or things like that, networking experiences and conferences and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? I said, I was like, G-Vibes presents the network. I said, the networking experience is what I'm going to call it.
Yeah.
And a few people wasn't feeling that, right?
No,
So I was feeling it. Yeah. So I was keeping the network experience. Like, wasn't nobody changing my mind, okay?
That's what I want. I just want to hear your opinion, but I liked it. But no, thank you.
I just told you. This is a Libra. I'm going to do what I want. But, so I said, you know what? I woke up. I said, ooh, the network experience. That's what I'm going to call it. Right. That's what I'm going to call it. I kept having it in my brain, And then for a couple of months, I was sitting on it. And then one of my party planners for the first year, she was like, you should put G-Vibes presents the networking experience because it's your podcast connected to the networking experience. Yeah. So I started it because I felt like we have a community of people that's really doing something.
Yeah.
Nine to fives that I know. Right. I know entrepreneurs that's really doing great for themselves. Yes. And I think the people need to hear the community talking about how they can elevate within not only just impacting the community, but the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that's really what it's about. Like,
because we in our community, LA, Inglewood, people like, oh, they don't look at us like that. They look like we got to be already somebody to be somebody. And people are somebody. Everyone's somebody.
Exactly.
But that's within your community, it's a lot of people doing stuff and people don't know it. So I said, why not bring it to the platform? So I started the women's one.
That part.
And the women's one worked. Yeah, you was there. We had drinks and cha-cha-cha. So then I said, how can I shake it up the second year? Oh, I'm an admin.
Oh.
You know what? I'm an admin. You know? But see,
I wanted to add men.
Okay. Oh, you said what?
I missed it this year. I know. You got the man.
It's next year too, girl.
Okay.
2024, you in there. So this year, I said I wanted to do men and women because I felt like we have a lot of men out there doing things. I feel like men be talked down on a lot. So let's bring them to the front line too. It ain't just women doing stuff. It's men doing stuff too. Yeah. Shoot, my man doing something. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. So I felt like bringing a man just added the spice to the networking experience because, you were able to see the men speaking from their perspective on growing in the company, whether it's real estate. I had a black doctor on there.
Okay.
The panel, a braider.
Yeah, you know, just that part.
A baker.
Yeah.
Just different people from different walks of life in our community.
Yes.
And it was very much impactful. And I even had an actor on there.
Yeah.
Because people like, what is an actor going to do? An actor is all about the community as much as people don't know.
Exactly.
But you got to come to the networking experience to see what it's about, because I can't give you all the gems.
That
okay?
part. Exactly. Okay. So, you know, the holidays are coming up. Do you have any plans for the community this year? I know that you host many different events.
Okay. I had a turkey drive 2 years ago. Then COVID happened the second year.
Okay.
So the plan is to do the jacket and toy drive.
Okay.
I plan to do the jacket and toy drive.
Okay.
So I don't know who the actual people I'm working with yet. I can't even say their names until it's full in effect. But I think I have an idea of who I'm working with. Some of the shelters. But we'll be giving out jackets.
Yes.
We'll be starting at the end of October, where I'll be making that announcement where you could drop them off. People need jackets.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
But kids also need toys, because it's nothing like getting a toy in the morning on Christmas.
Okay. Period.
But you always need a damn jacket.
That.
So if it's a grown jacket or a kid jacket, it ain't your sister jacket. It's going to be your jacket.
Yes.
So we're going to do the toy and presented by G-Vi's Toy and Jacket Drive.
I definitely want to help be a part of that. Okay. So if you would have to give any advice to any person, young or old, what would it be?
Be yourself at all times.
I agree with that.
No, God has put you in this world to be your true self, and you should be that at all times.
Yeah.
You could turn it off and on when it's time. I get that part.
Right.
But be your true self at all times, because I found that when you don't be your true self, you lose yourself.
Exactly.
And then when you don't be your true self, you're still trying to figure out how to be.
Right.
Like, but if you be yourself at all times, things will work out.
Yes.
God has a plan for you. God is going to work in the way He wants it to go. You just gotta follow the road.
That's it. That's all.
So be yourself a true time, and communicate as much as you can. Communicate with everybody. Build relationships with people. It's important to build relationships with people, like we built a relationship. But I think people don't understand, like our culture has this thing with, I ain't talking to her or I ain't talking to him. It's good to have relationships with people. One thing, this is why I love Issa so much. She always say, people around you can help you be who you are or grow into whatever you're going to be.
That's true.
It's not always up networking. It's around you.
Yeah.
So I appreciate those words from her, because networking around me has got me where I am.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us a fun fact about yourself.
Fun fact. I don't like birds. I just wait. No, but I am scared of birds. I will run. You will not see me. Y'all still be there. And I'll be across the street. But anyway, fun fact. I'll say this. What's a fun fact? I am the karaoke queen.
Okay.
And my favorite song to do is This Is How We Do It.
Yes.
Because this is how we do it. I think all races, all shapes, everybody know that song. So
definitely.
And it's like, to me, it's probably not an L.A. song to people, but it's an L.A. song to me.
Yeah.
It's an L.A. song. Yeah, don't I he say like L.A. stuff in it? Do he say L.A. stuff? He do? Okay.
Yeah, I believe so, right? I'm like,
I don't really know, but.
Yeah.
Karaoke queen, shout out. Coming near you.
Okay, so speaking of karaoke, so where would you say some good, like, are some good spots to hang out and to network?
Oh, okay.
We need the spots.
You need the spots. Yeah. Okay. I could give you some spots. I ain't gonna say I'll be there, because I work and sleep a lot, and I'm 37. I'm finna be 38. Okay. But anyway, October 18th, shout out to Libras.
Yeah,
But Libras. Sweet Serenade is a local, it's in downtown LA.
Mm-hmm.
Every Thursday, right now they're on like a little break, but Sweet Serenade is a great place if you want to do music. Mm-hmm. It's live band, live music. But I feel like anywhere is a great networking spot. But I just say this. all the flea markets is okay. great. Okay. The black flea markets, like the black flea market block.
Black on a block.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Networking for a business, yes.
Yeah.
Networking with people. It's these people called, what is it? Gathering Spot?
Oh, I heard of them.
So they're for the culture, mm-hmm. by the culture. And they're great people to go to their events and get information. A lot of us do not know how much money is there for us.
Right.
And these are the people that works for the culture that will show you how to get grants, how to build your networking game up by going to certain events. Because people think, okay, if I go network, I should just network within media. No. You network with the councils and right. The politic people over here. Exactly. You network with everybody because somebody will take you somewhere you would never thought you have been just by having a conversation.
Exactly. That's so true.
So I think networking anywhere and everywhere is great.
Yeah.
But the spots I just gave you, definitely the Gathering Spot. You should go look that up. Okay. And they have one in LA, and that's where you can go to many community events and meet people in the community to get you up and going. Build those relationships.
Yes. Okay. Y'all hear that? So take notes, period. Okay. And yes, I want to definitely give you your flowers because I'm just like, when I first followed you, I was just starting out and you believed in me enough to, you know, have me on your platform. And I just definitely respect that. And I know that you believe in it. Doesn't matter like what level you on or whatever. I feel like you really for everybody. So I want to thank you for being on my platform today. And I don't know if you want to give any shout outs or anything.
I just want to say thank you. A shout out to you for sure. Yeah. And I haven't been on too many podcasts, so I don't know what they be saying. But I do want to say I appreciate you, and I do believe in you.
Yeah.
I believe in everybody. People don't know that. I believe in everybody because I always feel like it always starts with an idea, dream, a goal.
Right.
And long as you work hard and get to where you're going, you're going to make it.
That part.
And I believe in you.
Yeah.
You got it.
Thank you.
And we here. Boom. Yeah,
exactly.
On her platform.
Period. And I'll be back again. So thank you guys for tuning in. And I hope you guys enjoyed my interview with G9. And see you guys soon. Bye.